You're listening to the Broadway Podcast Network.
What does motion sound like? With Kizik Hands Free Shoes, it sounds a little something like this. Experience the magic of motion. Get a free pair of socks with your first order at kizik.com/socks.
This is your last chance to enter the Ohio Lottery's Fun Turns 50 promotion. Score $3,500 and two tickets to the epic party at the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, where you could win part of another $400,000 in cash prizes. Enter the new 50th anniversary scratch-off or $50 worth of eligible non-winning $5 or $10 scratch-offs and My Lotto rewards through the Ohio Lottery app. Hurry up! The last entry deadline is May 13th. Lottery players are subject to Ohio laws and commission regulations. Play responsibly.
This is Lin-Manuel Miranda. You're listening to the Broadway Podcast Network.
Hey, this is Sarah Bareilles, and you're listening to Broadway Podcast Network.
Hi, I'm Patty LuPone, and you're listening to the Broadway Podcast Network.
Hi, this is Brian Stokes Mitchell, and you're listening to the Broadway Podcast Network.
Hi, everybody.
Good morning, Broadway. Woo! Be a little louder. Good morning, Broadway. Awesome. How are you feeling today? Good. Okay, we're so happy to be here with you as part of Playbill Curtain Up event. I am Ayanna Prescott. My pronouns are she, her. I am the host of What's Up Broadway, along with Christian.
Hi.
I am also the head of audience engagement and editorial at the Broadway Podcast Network. A little bit about the Broadway Podcast Network. We are the digital destination for people all over who love theater and the performing arts. We currently have over 120 theater and theater adjacent podcasts. Of those, we have radio plays, interviews with your favorite Broadway stars, live events, and so much more. Make sure you follow us at Broadway Podcast Network on Twitter and Instagram.
Hi, everybody. Let's hear it out for Times Square. My name is Christian Lewis. My pronouns are they, them, theirs. I'm one of the co-hosts with Ayanna. I'm so excited to be here. I'm on a mic in Times Square talking to you all. I'm excited. I hope you're excited.
I don't know anyone who could think on their feet as fast as the cast of Freestyle Love Supreme. And today, we absolutely have some of the iconic cast with us. But to introduce them, Jan Svensson, host of Broadway Gives Back podcast on the Broadway Podcast Network. Heard of it? Yeah. She will be introducing them and having a little chat. So enjoy.
Thank you so much. Good morning, everybody. I talk to actors about the philanthropic causes that are important to them and the social impact causes that make a big difference. So not only have I had Lin-Manuel Miranda and the cast of Freestyle Love Supreme on the podcast, but I've gotten to work with these guys over the past few years, raising millions of dollars for really important causes. And I'm so excited today to talk to them about this reopening of their show. But let's go back in time a little bit, because before Hamilton, before In the Heights, there was Freestyle Love Supreme, the critically acclaimed Broadway hit from the genius minds of Tommy Cale, Lin Miranda, and Anthony Veneziale. Freestyle Love Supreme is the recipient of the Special Tony Award, which pays homage to John Coltrane's improvisational musical style. It takes audiences on a freestyle never been seen before and never to be seen again. Super surprise, comedy, hip-hop, ride. There you go. Anything can happen. And anything does happen, because with the performers and their special surprise guests, they take suggestions from the audience, and we're going to ask you later for some words, and they are going to create some crazy instantaneous riffs and musical numbers. Over the last 17 years, Freestyle Love Supreme has been performing, and they're coming back to Broadway on October 7th at the Booth Theater. And after that, they'll be on a national tour. I'm so excited to have with me here today Anthony Veneziale, in order, where are we? Tarek Davis, Kayla Malotti, and James Monroe Iglehart. So usually these guys have the games, but I'm going to start with my own game here. We're going to do some rapid fire questions.
Okay.
All right. So I'm going to go quick. Give me your first answer that comes to your mind. All right.
Got it.
Ready?
Yeah.
Sunrise, sunset.
Fiddler.
First thing you notice about somebody when you meet them?
Their pants.
What animal would you be?
Chipmunk.
Describe yourself in three words.
I am great.
Yeah.
Yes, he is. On a scale of 1 to 10, how good are you at keeping a secret?
8.
What is your favorite position in bed? I mean sleeping, not sex.
Napping.
Wow, chicka, wow, wow.
What are you most grateful for, Kayla?
Being here with everyone today and Broadway coming back.
Yeah.
Incredible.
James, what is a random act of kindness that you've performed?
I just walk up to people and tell them, you look really, really nice today.
Yeah. Yep.
You look really
he said
nice
it to
today.
Her, I guess.
Really, really nice.
You look great today.
I feel good. Favorite Broadway show other than Freestyle of Supreme, Hamilton, or In the Heights?
Full Moon. Bill Irwin. David Schreiner.
If you could be invisible, where would you go?
Mitch McConnell's house.
Kayla, if you had a yacht, what would you name it?
Bowie.
Bowie.
That's it.
James, what TV sitcom family would you most want to be a member of?
That's hard. I know what I want to say, but it's in bad taste, so I won't say it now. So I'll go with Twitter is bad. I'm gonna say Family Guy. That should be fun.
Favorite Halloween costume?
Ooh, Tony Stark.
Oh, okay, yeah,
I can see that.
Yeah. I mean, sometimes I'll do a Robert Downey Jr.
Yes.
Tarek, I've got a time machine. Where would you like to go, and when?
Oh, Mitch McConnell's house.
When I'm invisible.
When I'm invisible. During the impeachment trials.
Yeah.
I would haunt his house? Ooh, I would be the best ghost.
What are you most proud of, Kayla?
I'm most proud of being with these amazing people and being a part of a show where you get to just be yourself and show that to the world.
Biggest mistake?
Oh, gosh. Actually believing that someone else could tell me who I am.
Okay, and speaking of who you guys are, let's warm ourselves up here.
Yep.
And let's do like a little freestyle. And let's... Yeah. Actually, we were talking earlier and you said that this is going to be like a combination of street buskers and a comedy show.
Yeah.
So let's use the environment at Times Square and do a little warm-up number.
Cool. Okay.
That.
Okay.
So I will start you
can
off.
Can we get a word to start Kayla with the beats with? Something?
Yes.
What do we see around here? That
sweet churros.
Sweet churros.
Churros.
Sweet, sweet churros. Churros. I love it. Order up. Hi, I'm Elmo. Order up, ding, ding, ding. Sweet churros in the house. Like,
All right, you want to throw me a word? Give it up for Kaiser Rosé, y'all.
Here comes a word. Coca-Cola.
All right. Well, I hope I don't get too much high fructose corn syrup in the morning, because you know what's going to burn me on the inside. That's all right, but Atlanta still got a lot going on at night. You see the people down in the right type of varsity blues. All right, yes, like the Atlanta Braves, please change your name, like the Cleveland Indians going to do it again. All right, anyway, I'm just here in Times Square drinking that Coca-Cola up. Oh, there is effervescence and bubbling up. And now let's get another word for Tarek's cup.
Ooh.
Tourist.
Tourist. Okay.
Come on.
Oh, flowery like I'm a florist. Looking all around, look at me, a dumb tourist. Move out the way. Nah, we all love you because Broadway's back. Yeah, it's not above you. It's right here on the ground in your face. We doing this in 40 seconds. It's the place. Yo, I'm so happy. I can't believe I'm here. Think about how I was a little boy did. Thinking, yo, would my dreams ever come true? Would I ever get to do what I want to do when I come through? And look at me, I'm right here with y'all having a ball. Oh, my God, yo, man. Yo, thank y'all.
Harry Potter.
Going on it.
Hey.
Started way back in the books with J.K. Rowling. Wanna get on back, but now I'm gonna start yowling. Talking about the cursed child. That's who he is. Actually, no, that's not the one. It's his kid. So I'm gonna talk about the Harry of the Potter. Let you really know that he is the one, the Hunter. Who is he? Everybody truly having fun. Who is Harry Potter? He's the chosen one. Defeated Voldemort in only 7 books. And when he saw him face to face, the boy wasn't shook. He had, of course, he had Ron, he had Hermione, he had a whole Dumbledore's crew behind me. So let me tell you what I really do and how I walk. I'm on a beat, yo, when I be Hogwarts. So who am I, yo? I'm a Gryffindor. Because I got that and Harry Potter, that's the score.
Woo! All right, let's take one more and trade twos on it. Yeah. All right, give us one more and we'll trade twos.
One more.
Something unusual. Something you wouldn't normally see unless you were right here in this moment.
TKTS booth.
TKTS booth.
Get it.
Yeah, right here is living proof. Get me at half off at the TKTS booth.
Yeah, man, right here. This is where we pick it. $5, please. Can I get a ticket?
Yo, get a ticket. I'm a cool standing line. This line's been forever, but I got to hit it rhymes.
Yeah, hit it rhymes. I'm going on and on. Can I find something maybe half price to Hamilton?
Hamilton going on. Try to keep going, man. You're like Devilies, real strong.
Real strong. Even tried to get the Lion King, but Hamilton and Lion King ain't tickets on that thing.
No, dang. Please don't stress. Maybe get in line, get tickets for Waitress.
Waitress. Oh, man, with the pies. Oh, man, can't wait. Yo, it's a prize.
Yo, it's a surprise. Even off Broadway, you can get the tickets over. But they're like every day.
Every day, damn, it's going on. Please, dear Evan Hansen.
Dear Evan Hansen, coming through the theaters. Yeah, we gotta get there. We gotta get near.
Gotta get it near there, and I get to go. So, Evan, give me some tickets so I can see Chicago.
Oh, Chicago, dang, it's so bougie. Maybe get some tickets, go see Moulin Rouge.
Don't see Moulin Rouge, no, go see Lion King. Yeah, where the black people and lions do the thing.
I have thing to do their thing, you know, that black be adding. Please, she want to see black people, go see Aladdin.
Ooh, Aladdin, that's not lost and found. I'm thinking of going to see Hadestown.
Oh, Hadestown, yeah, where they get loose. But yo, what about that ghost? I think it was Beetlejuice.
Yo, I want to see Beetlejuice, but I got the fix. I see all them fine women in that show called Six.
Ooh.
Called Six. You know I'm not Jehovah, but that's all right. I go to see Passover.
Passover, yeah, thank you very much. Passover, where they have a big real lunch.
Real, real lunch, want to get when I fix. I'ma go see that show. You know that chicken and biscuits.
Ooh.
Chicken and biscuits, you can't lose. I'm still trying to get into Lackawanna Blues.
Lackawanna Blues, yeah. I don't know. I think I'ma sing my buddy to Chicago.
Yo, Chicago, when yo, I get on, I'm on to get the tickets so I can see Phantom.
That's right, cause Broadway's back. Well, that's right, cause Broadway's back.
Yo, that's right, yo, cause Broadway's back. Broadway's back.
Broadway's back.
And that was just the warm up.
Broadway is back.
We're done now.
The black people in Aladdin?
That was a
Tony Award winner, James and Raleigh Gallagher.
All right, let's start back at the beginning. And I have to ask, a lot of people do know the roots of Freestyle Love Supreme. But Anthony, why don't you tell us the abbreviated version? Because I know it's a long version too.
Two guys were driving in a car. No, I'm just kidding.
Go for it.
Two guys were driving in the car. Tommy Cale and Anthony Vanessa. Yep. They were driving. They were going from one place in New York to another place in New York, and they didn't have enough time, and really, they were really, really bothered about what was happening, so they decided to put it on the far side, and they rapped the whole way. They rapped the entire way, and one of them says, yo, we screwed in the show. All of a sudden, Lynn was riding In the Heights, and all of a sudden, while I realized it riding In the Heights, Anthony kept bumping in every time they had rehearsal, what? And they would freestyle. Tommy got sick of that crap and said, yo, would you please stop doing? We're trying to do a show. And Lynn said, yo, we should do a show. So Lynn grabbed Anthony, and then they did a show. Tommy saw it. All of a sudden, Shockwave was there. Shockwave saw it, and Shockwave said, I can help you out. Shockwave became a beatboxer. Chris saw it. They said Chris was in the Heights. They brought Chris in. Chris became a singer. Tommy said, wait, I can direct this thing. He directed the thing. Next thing you know, they all of a sudden put a show together. And next thing you know, then Arthur came in because Arthur knew Lynn. Arthur started playing. They met Bill. Bill came in, started playing. Then the two of them had to go to do In the Heights, which brought in UTK and myself. And from then, it's history. We started bringing in all new people. And now we're on Broadway.
If anybody needs an auctioneer, you got him.
James Monroe!
Out of the bees.
Yeah.
I don't even know where to go here.
Thank you very much.
How do you guys, how do you bring in new members? And how do you make sure that
hazing.
There's...
I'm just kidding. No. Yeah.
It was
terrible.
How do you
make sure that there's chemistry and collaboration? And how do you, as new members, feel coming in? Is it like joining a family? And by the way, that question is from Sarah Miller.
Oh,
Sarah, if you're watching, I asked your question.
Sarah Miller.
Thank you.
Thank you, Sarah.
I'll quickly start with like how we find new humans who are incredible. First off, most humans are incredible. Congratulations.
Like, good job.
Everyone out here is incredible.
Showing up incredible. Here. Incredible. This is a miracle that
really,
you did.
Seriously.
So, like, just look at yourself and look next to you and know that you are a miracle and being alive is almost impossible and you're crushing it. Yeah.
Yeah. Come on, Anthony.
Please. Well, thank you for making Times Square look so beautiful every day, by the way.
Bringing the Sunday to Saturday.
Yeah, bringing the Sunday to Saturday. So we are miracles. And so we just try to create an environment where people can realize the miracle they are and then present that in a way that is most authentic to the miracle that they are. So quite often we have people in our show whose miracleness takes them to very big stages. And then we think, well, we won't get to play with them as often, which is fine, right? Like not getting to play with somebody, okay, it's sad, but whenever we do, we will. And then we make space for people that we have found along the way or who have come through the Freestyle Up Supreme Academy. Shout out FLS Academy. I see you out there. I see you out there.
And we'll talk about that in a little bit.
We'll talk about that in a little bit. And have some of these, you know, required skills that are needed. And those mostly are listening, belief in yourself, and respecting other people's point of view. That's it. And I want to turn it over to Tarek and Kayla because they're the two of us, the two sort of newest members, and I'd love to hear their perspective because I can't wait to listen to them.
It's like marrying into a family.
Yeah, marrying into a family. There's also a lot of self-help in this organization. I know I needed it because I was obsessed with murdering Mitch McConnell. And as a ghost.
As a ghost.
No.
We accept that.
No, this is, it's definitely a family. It's, I said this to Anthony. I've been doing improv in this city and around the world for about 20 years. I really had no idea I'd be doing it here. And so when I finally met Anthony and when I finally met Freestyle in James was at my audition and... You know, for 20 years as an actor, improviser, you are asked to be someone else. And, you know, when you said, well, you talked about, like, you know, no one can tell you who you are. Like, I'm a grown man trying to figure out, like, I know who I am, but I wish I could tell people who I am with what I do. And my first audition for Freestyle of Supreme, James in the Room, was a moment of like, oh, they want me. And it changed my life. It changed my life. I get to be me and do what I want and do what I've been doing and training to do. And it had a profound effect on me. And so with the Freestyle Academy, if I can in any way take a piece of the profound effect that this has had for me and share that, I think we are doing good work.
Praised by Lin-Manuel Miranda as the future of musical theater, SUFS creator Shayna Taub makes Broadway history as only the second woman to write the book, music, lyrics, and star in her own original new musical. Don't miss the much-anticipated Broadway debut of the singular artist that Forbes calls visionary and Billboard anoints as one of the most inventive voices in musical theater. Suf's The Original New Musical from Shana Taub is now playing on Broadway at the Music Box Theater. Get your tickets today at suffsmusical.com. The Outsiders on Broadway tells the story of finding where you belong when the world refuses to accept you. Based on Essie Hinton's beloved novel, featuring new music from Jamestown Revival and Justin Levine, and directed by Danya Taymor, Entertainment Weekly says that, with brilliant staging and some of the most captivating stage fighting currently on Broadway, The Outsiders has the power to inspire an entire generation. Get your tickets today at outsidersmusical.com.
I think you're doing good work.
Yeah, it's amazing to be a part of a show where you're literally yourself on stage. And when you see us having fun, like us laughing, that's not us acting. That's literally us having the best time with each other. Right. Because when you go on a Broadway show stage where you have no script, I'm a new person. There's no way for me to practice a show when I started. I had a few days of auditions, and then we were on Broadway. So you're learning on Broadway what to do. I couldn't just go home and practice these lines or anything, right? And in order for that to work, we really have to trust each other so much. And this is a family where literally everyone has each other's back. Yep. We trust each other. And I think the most beautiful part of our show, and the thing that I'm the most proud of, is when you go to our show, there's no big props. There's no big costumes. It's seven people being themselves, bringing their unique skill set, their voice, their ideas to the table, and everyone just saying yes to that and building off of that, and just being yourself, using your voice, using what you have inside you. That's good enough to be on a Broadway stage with Lion King and Aladdin and all these other shows that have huge props. Just showing the aliveness and the truth of yourself is just on the same caliber as that. So for me, that is makes me really proud to be a part of this show.
Absolutely.
And I hope that when you watch that show, you have the confidence to go be yourself and make magic in the world as well.
Yeah.
So speaking of making magic, and you guys have touched upon this, but the philosophies of improv are really the core, some of the core of what you guys do. Saying yes and, being in the moment, listening. And I wonder if you could talk about that a little bit and talk about, like, how are you guys actually, when you're up there on that stage, are you thinking? Are you planning? Are you listening? Are you breathing? What are you focused on, and how are you using improv?
Yes.
And?
We are listening. We are thinking. We are breathing. We are watching. We are studying. We are doing all of that. When something happens, it's something like, if one of our guys is performing, if one of our family members is performing, one of the comedians should be like, Anthony, I'll be sitting there. He'll be like, you want to take that? No, maybe you. I don't know. Let's watch, and then we'll watch, and then we'll figure out where we want to go. So we are listening because we have to watch what's happening, but we also, like, it's hard for me to concentrate because I heard the whistle, and I was listening going, should I be doing something to that? Because we're so used to
beep, beep. Toot, toot.
Seriously. So it's like we're constantly listening. And we have to breathe. If we don't breathe, we will pass out. Because our show moves so fast that if we're like holding our breath, by the time it's for us to do something, we'll be on the floor. So we breathe together, we watch, we listen. You have to, in order to do what we do, you have to listen, but you also have to be kind of planning a little bit, like, not what you're going to say, just like, okay, if that's the story, where do I fit in? Yeah. And that's kind of the plan, you know. That's kind
It's the thing that everybody here has access to and can do, and you've done it. We were all kids. And when you're a kid, you surrender yourself to play, right? You surrender yourself to that moment. And when somebody is like, all right, we're all doctors. And you're like, yes, yes, and I'm a clown doctor. And yes, and like, you just keep building a bridge and you don't really concentrate that you're walking on the bridge as you build it. And then when you're on the other side, it's like, oh, look what we built. Wow. Oh, we got to do it again.
Yeah.
And the adrenaline of that, the surrender of play, like, that is the thing that, for me at least, that's what I'm always chasing.
And I'm a bit obsessed with what's happening inside of our brains while we do all of this. So I've been lucky enough to get to do some research with Dr. Charles Lim out of UCSF. And I also am doing research with Stony Brook, the Alan Alda Institute for Science. And roughly, what we're seeing inside of these studies is you're actually having a scene between two different parts of your brain. So when you do communication, quite often you're existing in something called the dorsolateral prefrontal cortex. That's a little bit further back on your head. That part of your brain is your judging, effortful planning part of your brain, right? It's the part of your brain that's like, okay, I wore this outfit for a specific reason and I need to get there at 10:35 and oh no, I'm not gonna be enough. My mom didn't love me. You know, whatever your might sound like, right? That's just a touch of mine. So that part of your brain really wants to be well prepared, right? And it's what makes humans exceptionally successful. And then there's another part of your brain called the medial lateral prefrontal cortex. That part of your brain is a bit more about creativity and flow state. Hey, medial lateral prefrontal cortex. And that part of your brain is you just having that surrender to play. Whatever's going to happen is going to happen, right? Like, I'm not going to plan it. I'm just going to let it go. But we have a forcing function, which is Kayla, right? So the beat. The beat is a forcing function because we have to meet an expectation of a pattern around rhyming and rap because we use the amazing art form, which is a black art form of hip hop. So that art form married with improvisation is a forcing function to say, I have to deliver upon this expectation. You need to be a little bit prepared to do that, but also letting go at the same time. And so it's scene work between those two parts of your brain, which is incredible.
So you mentioned that, you know, the hip hop and that this form of art is a black art form. And, you know, particularly in this day and age and the fact that you have such a diverse cast, can you talk about that a little bit? Are there any special considerations?
Yes and no. I think, you know, in order to do what we do, you have to be somewhat of a fan of the style. You know, there's a different art forms in America, and this is one American-born art form in the black community. But you kind of have to be a fan of it. You know, you have to not know your history, but you got to at least listen to it to, like, know what you're going to do. But we don't want to exclude anybody. If you've got the skills, no matter what you look like, you know, it don't matter what your pronouns are. Do you have the skills? Do you respect the art? Do you respect what we do? And do you have the mental play kid professional capacity to deal with the family that is Freestyle Love Supreme? If you do, come on in.
Yeah.
You know, it's one of those things like a lot of people can improv, a lot of people can freestyle, but to improv and freestyle and tell a story at the same time while still enjoying the history of hip hop and being able to go on in hip hop, but also being able to tell a story through Broadway, comic book, action movie, romantic comedy, reading the paper, CNN, Fox, and also be able to look at us and be like, everything's going to be all right. It takes a very special person.
Yeah.
So if you can do all that, then yeah. So we're not looking at, oh, we're looking for a black person. We're looking for a woman. We're looking for that. We're looking for somebody who can do this. Right. And if you can do this, then you're in.
Hear, hear. I would add to that, like, I'm also very cognizant. Oh, shit, I'm black. But as a black person.
I just saw that.
Yeah, just saw it. Just noticed it.
You know there's black people in Aladdin, too?
There are? I got to watch it again.
You didn't stay with me either, did you?
But like, as a black cisgendered heterosexual man holding the mic freestyling, I'm very cognizant of there is a kind of perception of what hip hop is that has earned it and that is undeserving at the same time. And we, as an organization, are cognizant of that, and we are also just. Like, one of the main driving forces with Kayla's beat is authenticity and honesty and truth. And with that, it's a tent. It wasn't built by us. We get to enjoy this tent. And we would acknowledge who built the tent, but we want to welcome everybody in. And the more we welcome everybody in, the stronger the vibe in that tent gets. No one is excluded from doing this. You bring yourself to it. Everybody can do this. I heard somebody, we have classes at FLS Academy, and there was a gentleman in Scotland who was enjoying the classes, but he was afraid. Every time we came to the cipher, he would, at the end of the course, he would be like, I don't know. And I finally asked him, I was like, what's up? And he was like, well, I have a Scottish brogue, and I don't know if I'm allowed to freestyle with my Scottish accent. And I was like, fam, that's what we've been waiting for. So I don't want anybody out here to think like, oh, nah, this hip hop is this. Hip hop is you. Bring you, and you will open incredible doors.
Speaking of bringing you, you can also bring it, because let's talk about the Academy. You've found a way to take this idea of freestyle and improv and get outside of the theater walls and bring it to the people. So can you talk a little bit about the Academy?
The Academy is an incredible, inclusive, safe space for anybody out here today who wants to try beatboxing, rapping, that hip hop storytelling, and just finding the power of your voice is really what the Academy is all about. Each one of us, just communication, improv, all of these are a practice. And everyone, no matter where you are, can practice and get better and better. But the coolest part about it, like the reason why I love beatboxing, is I think that if you're confident enough to walk into a room and be like, that when there's a problem in your life, right, if you need to speak up for yourself or someone around you, it's much easier for you to be like, hey, James is my friend, stop picking on him right now, than to go like, so it's a great practice for other parts of your life. And the FLS Academy is wonderful. There's people from all around the world, all backgrounds, all different skill levels. And really, it's just a fun community to practice finding the power of your voice and expressing yourself in a really just super fun way. Like, I can't say fun enough. It's so fun. And we hope that you all join us and we can welcome you into the FLSA family.
There is so much fun in what you do, but there's also a lot of humanity in what you do. And for me, I think the game True is the one I love the most. And so I wanted to ask you, get a little serious before we have fun.
Ooh.
What was it like doing some of the True stories? And can you share with us a moment where you just got super vulnerable and you weren't expecting it, or something that really made an impact on you during True?
We have some super fans out here who are probably like, I can name them. Thank you, Georgette. Good to see you. Yeah, I think first and foremost, the game True came from a desire that I had around seeing improvisers be very vulnerable. And I'm thinking specifically the late 90s up in Boston, there was a group called This Is Pathetic, and they were out of Emerson College, and they would have, yeah, woo, go ahead, Emerson. They would have one performer, each different performance, go out there and say to the audience, ask me any question you want, and I will answer it truthfully for a minute. And then when we started doing Freestyle Love Supreme, you know, I'm a child of the 90s, like hip hop, right? So Mary J. Blige and Method Man, Ghostface Killah and Mary J. Blige, like those songs that just tapped into the emotion of a feeling and then allowed the rapper to be more vulnerable was hugely impactful in my life. And I thought, how can we do that and let people see who we are at the right time in the show? So it's like the second to the last song, they get to know us a little bit, and now we really want them to open the door. And there are so many moments that I can remember throughout the years, but probably for me, the one that stands out is I was in Edinburgh near the Scottish. I had my dear, amazing partner was living in the Dominican Republic, and she came out to see the show. And she proposed to me on August 16th, which is my birthday, which, by the way, is a day after the blackout. So August 15th, 2003
blackout.
Is the East Coast Seaboard blackout. And I only know because my birthday, and then the next day was the first Freestyle Supreme show. And then my partner proposed to me, and then that night I did a show. And I was like, I probably should rap about this in True because this just happened. We're at the Assembly Hall, which is this beautiful theater in Edinburgh. And like, I was just overcome with emotion, you know, and like my brothers on stage helped me get through it, you know, and just being thankful for that moment of this person being brave. She had told me she never wanted to get married, and I was like, totally cool, as long as I get to be near you, I'm fine with that. And then 4 years into our relationship, she was like, no, I do want to get married. And so it meant a lot to me. How about for you? You have a moment? Because I have a moment.
Let's so what
the first Broadway show, yeah. Your parents.
Okay. Yeah, my parents. My first Broadway show, which was in 2019, and both my parents came. And I call them the clouds because they have these huge afros that are all white now. And so if you see them, you'll see like these two adorable black clouds just walking around. Just say hi. Those are my parents. But they came to my first show, and like there was like that whole day, there was a lot of stress. They were flying in from Atlanta, and then they got here late, and I had to be here, so I wasn't there to like chauffeur them into the show. And so I wasn't sure if they were there. And then I saw the two afros. I think the word we got for True was Friday. And every Friday, my parents and I, we would have Chinese food for dinner. And we did not grow up rich. I'm trying not to get emotional, so I can't look up. We did not grow up rich. And there was a lot of hardship. And, you know, my dad was very protective of me when I told him I wanted to be an actor. He was like, you got three strikes against you, boy. You're black, and you're black. My dad should be doing this show.
As a ghost.
As a ghost. And, but like, you know, after all of that, from the late 90s to here and to see my parents there, and I thought about my grandfather, and I thought about what he went through, and his father, and my grandmother, and to then be on Broadway, and I heard George Benson in my head, I just started crying. I started profusely crying while trying to rap. I don't know if any rapper has had to fight back tears. But I was able to get every word out, and I looked to my left, and I saw Anthony, and I saw the rest of the family crying with me. I looked up, I saw my dad, who is a very proud man, Afro and all, just soaked in tears. And that was my Broadway debut. And I don't know, I can't think of any kind of world where something that special and specific can happen. I could rap to my parents and tell them thank you. And so that was my moment.
That's amazing. All right. We're going to change this vibe. I want to hear really quickly two of the craziest things, the most insane things that have happened on a stage when you guys were doing this. And then we're going to do a cipher.
All right.
I think my favorite moment, it wasn't on stage. It was in the audience. And it was literally the coolest thing that has happened the whole run was Anthony had this thing like, what is something that maybe you could go back and, you know, turn back time? Mm-hmm. And this person stood up and they said, coming out to my parents in the middle of a Broadway show. And everyone was like, wait, what? And Anthony's like, are you doing that now? And she turned to her parents and she's like, I'm gay. And everyone just stood up and we had a standing ovation for this person. And it was so incredible because what other show? Like, that is the safe space that FLS has created that people can literally come out to their parents in the middle of our show and everyone will just scream and cheer. So that was my favorite moment of the whole run.
Any other crazy moments?
There's too many because I've been in the group now. If the group has been around 17 years, I've been in the group 15 years.
Okay, wait a minute.
And I will say the craziest thing, honestly, is the composure that Anthony Two Touch Venenziale has. We have this game.
Special Tony.
We have this game at the end called Day in the Life. And it is the bravest thing that our group does. What we do is, after all the stuff we've done and letting people have sippy cups with liquor in them, we allow one person to come on stage and they will tell us their day. And there have been moments in places where we've had thousands of people and there have been colleges where we've had two people. And there's always that one show where that one crazy person happens to slip through and sit on that stage. And we all watch Anthony like professionally, amazingly James Bond his way through this. And this person's trying to like take the mic and walk off and make a show. And Anthony's like, ah, come back. And he never insults them. He never like makes them feel bad. The audience knows what's happening. We know what's happening, but he makes this person feel so good. Then we send that crazy person back to their seat.
Bye-bye.
And then we give them the song that they gave us, no matter how ridiculous, no matter how nuts. And then at the end, we look at Anthony, we go, how did you do that? Because a lot of us have, like, if Anthony's out, a lot of us have been hosts before.
Right.
But there's just a skill set. Some people have, I say, a certain time people have talents. That's not your ministry. The ministry that Anthony has when it comes to dealing with people and making them feel important and making them feel seen and making them feel like they are special, no matter how nuts they might be, it is amazing. And it just gives you that hope in humanity. You're like, I wish everybody could kind of be like Anthony, because right. We're sitting back going, that's brilliant. And then we have fun doing their life.
Yeah.
So I think there's too many crazy ones to name, but just the situation of being there witnessing it is so much fun.
All right, so let's see some of this performance right now. So we're going to take words from the audience here live. The guys have their phones, and people are, I guess, on social media. They're putting in comments and putting in words. But I'm going to start you off with a word.
Great.
One word? Is that what you want? How many words
do I mean? One word for Kayla, and then I'll kick some words to our MCs. Right. Does that sound good?
Yeah.
All right. All Kayla, this is your beat word.
Dramergy.
What is it? I'm sorry.
Dramergy. Dramergy.
Dramergy.
No, I can't say it. Dramagy.
One second.
It's a hard word.
What is the definition of drama?
Dramaturgy?
It's too
dramaturgy.
Thank you so much, everybody.
Got it, got it.
I didn't go to college. Let's do this.
All right. Tarek, you up first?
Sure.
Is that what we said? I don't even know.
Dramaturgy?
No. I'll give you a word.
Oh, okay.
Your first word is playbill.
Playbill. Oh. Playbill. Yeah, we slay kill. Here we are, 42nd. Yeah, we're going to do this. I'm coming through this. Yeah, I'm about to prove this like I'm a cup of coffee. Here we go. Yeah, we ooh it.
Sassafras.
Sassafras. What you going to do with that sassafras? I'm about to laugh my ass off. I'm doing this a task off. About to like be like a rocket about to blast off.
Moxie.
Oh, man, yo, you won't really run and try to box me. I got the skills. Yo, look at these fists. Nah, don't look at me, man. Yo, what do I got on that list?
Last word, vaccinated.
Oh, man. Everybody here, hope you've been congratulated. Thank y'all for coming out because y'all been vaccinated. Yeah, this is what we do. Yeah, I need some words. So shout them out. Yo, I don't have any on my phone.
Okay. We'll get some more words. Yeah. You want to go out over there? And
yeah,
not too close. Not too close.
Not too close. So shout
and we'll
out
give
a
words
word,
to James.
And I'm going to give them to James.
You got it.
What was that? Self-determination.
Woo! He said one word in this situation. My brother said a couple with self-determination. I gotta stand up to be self-determinated with myself. Will I be rapping while I help myself? No, I'm determined to be the best MC that I can be when I be on Broadway rapping on this MIC. So I'm determined to be myself without no help. But I need family, so you know I got to have my help.
Ooh, another word. Let me get another. Procrastination.
I'm not going to start yet. Don't forget, procrastination. I try not to procrastinate because I try to be in a state of a situation that keeps me on this mic so I can get the kind of words that you like. But if I procrastinate, I'll never sing. If I procrastinate, I won't do a thing. So I'll wake myself up in the morning so I can keep on getting so the audience won't be boring. So I'll be kicking it. It doesn't matter whether it's Hamilton or Lion King, and that's what I do. So I do not procrast with my crew, so I will keep it going up on this dope crew.
Woo! Last word. Let me get another word. Broadway.
Broadway, that's where I sing. Broadway, I do my thing. It doesn't matter if it's in on 42nd or 46th, I will never reckon. Broadway is back, everybody. Broadway is back, that's my party. Woo! Broadway, when I belt, when I sing, I do this thing so the people keep dancing. Buy your ticket if it's $1 or $200. Does it really matter? I'm gonna keep going front and letting you know I'm the only. I love Broadway, that's where I got my Tony. Let you know how we do. Broadway's back and it's for all of you. From here to forever, if we ever shut down, they will never be able to bring Broadway down.
Yeah!
Uh-oh.
Intelligence.
Great. You want to throw me some
Your
words?
Your word is intelligence.
Yeah. All right, yeah, well, it's worth 2 cents. Lucky pennies here, yeah, that's intelligence. Maybe intelligentsia, yeah, I just spent a few dollars on the sweet churro, so I'm coming through. I hope to get them, yeah, I see you smiling there. That's all right, my Mets fan, yeah, we everywhere. Now we gonna be in Times Square after all. Another word so we
that's
can
worse.
Have a ball.
Disingenuous.
All right, yeah, check it out. I don't mean to tell a lie, I'm not disingenuous. I'm just on the mic, so I'm a hentiness. Yeah, that's right, my people, we back in Washington Heights and there is no equal.
The next word is coffee.
Woo! Yeah, cafe con leche every single day. I like my coffee sweet as partay. All right, and everybody knows I'm just here chilling because I got the iced coffee, I'm no villain.
Too touch.
That's me, I'm too touch. Thank you very much. I hope that you are superfluous. No, you're never extra, but you all were extra thus. And yes, thank you very much, bus to bus. But maybe put in this
one last
town
word. What
for
else?
The rest
what else?
Of us.
misinformation.
Yeah. Oh. We got a problem nowadays, fake news. Misinformation is giving me the blues. Yo, Facebook, why don't you just get your value straight? Look, okay, maybe take another book page and work on your core values. Everybody should know how they can choose the right choice to make sure we're all healthy, not just one M&F and a-hole.
And his name is Mitch McConnell.
Okay.
And I'm a ghost.
I'm
a ghost. Thank you, Jan. Thank you,
Thank
F.
You.
Thank
Let's
you
hear
so
it
much.
For Freestyle Love Supreme.
Hello? Okay, let's give it up for another round for Freestyle Love Supreme. Thank you all for coming again. Again, we're from Broadway Podcast Network. Now that you have your app, you can search for all of us. Christian and I are on What's Up Broadway. We are a weekly podcast, Broadway news, theater entertainment, all the good stuff. James Monroe over here. Woo! Can't get away. He is on two BPN audio dramas, Dracula, the Comedy of Terror, and As the Curtain Rises. He is also a star in the upcoming audio drama, Twits. So get ready.
They say well-behaved women seldom make history. Just ask the Supps. A vibrant and wholly original new musical, Supps celebrates the real women who changed history and their story that is more timely than ever. See the show Variety calls an epic tour de force new musical. Deadline Cheers is a rare Broadway feat and leaves audiences inspired to keep marching. Supps has arrived on Broadway and not a moment too soon. Get your tickets today at suppsmusical.com. If you love Broadway gossip, you are not going to want to miss any episode of this podcast, Singular Sensation, The Triumph of Broadway. Plenty of dramas unfold on stage, but the best dramas unfold backstage. And there were no bigger dramas than behind the scenes of Sunset Boulevard.
So you were being crucified over here, but
yeah.
Not there.
No. No, because I was turning in a performance that would get standing ovations. Excuse me.
So check out my podcast, Singular Sensation, for all the juicy and gory details of Sunset Boulevard.